Hello, this is Allison Bachman. Welcome to Visible by Numbers. I just want to thank you all for joining me this evening. Now, the music for the introduction was by Martine Salerno from the CD Reiki Music Volume 1. And Martine was kind enough to let me use the CD for my introduction. So thank you, Martine. It's a 60-minute soundtrack. It's perfect for Reiki treatments, meditation, or just any music just to relax to. That's a beautiful CD. If you're interested in checking it out, go to www.viaoracle.com. Now, I'm new to this time slot, so it's a new time, new day. So I want to maybe let you know a little bit about me in the event that maybe this is the first time listening to the show. I discovered numerology as a child, and I've been studying it for what seems to be a lifetime. I don't know what to tell you except the fact that I'm passionate about my belief in numerology as a divination tool and its ability to enlighten us about ourselves. Sometimes I really feel that numerology does not receive the respect it truly deserves. But numerology, it's an all-encompassing reading. It identifies your talents, your abilities. It looks at the challenges you came to overcome in this lifetime. It validates experiences in your past. Offers insight on where you're going. It really does tell the future. And it helps you to understand your potential and how to make the best possible use out of it. And spiritually, numerology can open the door to enlightenment through a better understanding of your soul's purpose. Once you are aware of what your soul sought to experience in this lifetime, the path to your higher self is more obvious and easier access. A true understanding of numerology, it really does teach you unconditional love, which is really the goal of any spiritual philosophy. Once you understand that we're all here to seek a higher consciousness through our life experiences, you begin to accept each other's path without judgment. And also you start to understand the point of coming from the oneness with all living beings. Our lives and experiences are the free will choices of our souls, and we really must honor what each soul seeks. Numerology really, without question, sheds light upon the journey of the soul. Now, you know, how many times maybe in your life you've asked the question, why, when you experience something difficult? Well, numerology done right can really get that answer for you. Maybe you've spent a whole entire lifetime just trying to live up to other people's expectations. And numerology really can help explain why you have to be you. How you really shouldn't change for anyone. You must be the energy that you are. Learn to love it and work with it, not against it. Don't try to conform to be what other people expect you to be. You just have to be you. It really is your truth. That's what your energy is. It's who you are. It's your truth. You know, perhaps you've reached a turning point in your life where you decided to go in an entirely different direction, or maybe just circumstances changed straight out of the blue. And this answer, too, is really in your numbers. If you have a relationship, maybe it's faltering or you're having problems, numerology can really help you to understand your partner, maybe develop a deeper and more meaningful relationship, and help you to fix the problems in your relationship. You know, maybe you're planning on writing a book, starting a business, maybe making investments, changing jobs, or anything in between. Numerology can help you to figure out the best timing for these events and when you could expect the most successful results. Truly, the benefits of knowing your numerology are endless, and it is the single most important thing that you can do for yourself to live a happier and more meaningful life. Now, maybe some of you are not really familiar with what numerology is, and so I'll just give you a little brief idea. Numerology is an ancient divination tool. Ancient, it really is. It was founded in the teachings of Pythagoras, who lived in 560 AD. It has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It also has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. Numerology uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers, which we calculate from your date of birth and from your birth name, and truly they speak volumes about you and tell you who you really are. That's what numerology is. Now, I've been doing professional readings for over 5 years now, and I also teach numerology workshops. I also co-authored a numerology chapter in You Two Deserve Beautiful Rooms, which is an interior design book written by Perla Leachy, and this book incorporates the use of numerology in decor. I'm currently, this year, I'm writing my own book about numerology and relationships. I also publish a monthly newsletter, which I share my insights about numerology. And, you know, for the listeners, if you're interested in receiving my newsletter, by all means, just email me at alynch@ptd.net, and I'll be happy to sign you up for the newsletter list. And that email address is right there on my homepage, so you can just check there and get the proper spelling. Now, on today's show, what I plan to do is I'm going to be answering some email questions that I received about numerology from our BBS listeners. Also, I'm going to be discussing relationships and compatibility by the numbers. And most importantly, I'm going to be taking calls from our listeners for on-air readings and advice. So if you are interested in calling in for a reading, the toll-free number is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that number is 1-877-876-5227. And, you know, your questions are welcomed. If you have a question about numerology, I'd be happy to answer you. If you would just like, you know, a small sampling, like a reading based on your date of birth, I would certainly be happy to do that for you, maybe shed some insight on your life. I mean, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm on CBS. I'm here to offer my knowledge on numerology and my insight for anyone. So if you feel free, call in. Or you can do what some of the BBS listeners did, which was email me some questions. Some of them, I guess, maybe were a little bit shy about going on air, and others tried to get on air and couldn't. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get right to these questions and answer them for you, okay? Now, I just want to explain one thing about doing an on-air reading for you, okay, because I am somewhat limited because really all I can ask of you is your date of birth. If I was to do a full numerology reading for you, it's going to take at least an hour to get through all the information, and it's based on the day that you were born. It's also based on the name that you were given at birth. And I don't have an hour to do one person's numerology because it's only an hour show. But as I said, what I can do is I can give you somewhat of a sampling from your date of birth, certainly quite a bit of insight. And, you know, it might be helpful or at least give you a little bit of an idea of what numerology has to offer. Now, my first question came from Gary, and Gary said that he heard me the last part of my radio show about personal years, and he did not hear how to figure his out and was wondering if I could do it for him and let him know what it was. And then he gives me the birthday of 3/3/1964. Now, it was three shows ago, I did a whole show on personal years and explained how you calculate them and also what each personal year meant. Hopefully that'll be up in the archives soon and you can tune into it and, you know, figure out your own personal year for this year and also get a reading on it. But let's talk about Gary here. Now, first of all, Gary, I want to tell you that you have a 5 personal year. So what that means for you this year is that there's a lot of change coming in for you, a lot of career expansion all around you. And there's going to be a lot of different opportunities that come in that, if you do have a career specifically geared towards your career, whether you might be taking it off in a different direction, you might even decide to switch jobs, it just means a lot of opportunities coming at you. You have to pick and choose your opportunities wisely when you're in a 5 personal year, because sometimes you can get so many that, you know, you can actually burn the candle at both ends, do a little bit too much. You know, just evaluate what you're being offered and pick what's best for you, and also for the people in your family or your loved ones. In a five personal year, you very well could have changes having to do with your residence, jobs, even in your relationships. And also, you can even be a shift in your thinking where something, some way that you used to feel about something, you all of a sudden embrace some sort of a new philosophy or new thought on it. It really is like a transformational year that brings in change in all arenas of your life. It's an excellent year for communication, whether, you know, in your job, or if, you know, you do speeches or talking to large groups of people. It's also for, if you were doing a radio show like this, writing a book. It's an excellent year for working with words and getting words out. And it brings you really good energy for that. So anything along those lines that could work out really well for you. Also, you know, self-promotion, I mean, this is a year to promote yourself. You know, feel free to toot your own horn and tell people, you know, what your accomplishments are and what you're capable of doing, because that can really open up for you, you know, some more opportunities. If you're looking for another job, great year to send out your resumes, because you will get noticed this year. But you really have to remain flexible and adaptable and roll with the punches when you're in a 5 year. A lot of different things come at you. And be very, very careful of your physical body and of, you know, the things that you do that you might overindulge at. You really have to rein it in a 5 personal year so that you don't, you know, turn a hobby into an addiction of some sort or overindulge to the point where you might hurt yourself. So that's the gist of what a 5 personal year brings for you, Gary. But also, you know, looking at this date of birth, I can tell you that you're an 8 life path. And so I'll tell you a little bit about that. The 8 life path has to do with abundance, material abundance. It has to do with power and mastery. So what this is saying for you is that, you know, it is intended for you to, first of all, you're an ambitious person, a very determined person. You know, you're a natural-born leader, a natural-born authority. And it is meant for you to use all of those abilities to attain some sort of position in life that affords you or brings to you some sort of material wealth or abundance. It all is really depending on where you are, where you live, you know, what that abundance might be. I mean, if you lived on Wall Street or in New York City, certainly it would be considerably, you know, a position of greater power than if you lived in a rural town, you know, in Arkansas or some small little city. You know, it's very comparative to where you live. But it says that you are a natural-born leader, and you certainly have this wonderful sense with knowing how to make money. It's just a natural thing for you. You know how to make money. You are an efficiency expert as well. You know how to get the job done. You know how to put the right people in the right position to get the job done. So your 8 life path is not necessarily, you know, rosy, you know, huge bank accounts in terms of material things like people like to think that 8 life paths are. Because the 8 life path, you walk this very fine line of balancing the spiritual with the material, meaning you have to be a highly ethical person, and you have to carry these ethics with you in all aspects of your life. And it very much is based on reaping what you sow, because a person born in an 8 life path, they're going to get it coming back at them in their lifetime, whereas some of the other life paths, you perhaps would make up a little karma in a following lifetime. But in 8 life paths, it comes right back at you in this lifetime. So you've got to be very careful about reaping what you sow when you're in 8 life path. You have to really remain highly ethical and make sure that whatever decisions you're making is for the greatest and best good of all. And you may have some difficult things to overcome having an 8 life path, you know, because really you're being asked to use your power and mastery, your determination. And your life is driven by achievements. It's very important for you to achieve things. And so, consequently, you know, the universe in its infinite wisdom throws some roadblocks in the way in your life. Possibly times where, you actually have a reversal in your fortune even, or difficult circumstances. But what these serve to do is to just motivate you to use all your God-given ability and talents. And it doesn't matter what happens to you, you can always rebuild and reclaim your position of authority and mastery over the material. So, you know, it is a very life path that promises some very wonderful things, but it also, you have to walk that fine line of being very ethical and doing the right thing. Another thing that I could tell from your date of birth, Gary, is this 3 birthday. And the three birthday tells me that you know you're a very friendly person. This also gives you wonderful communication skills, the ability with words, the ability to express yourself. And so, you know, when I combine that and I look at this eight life path, I'm thinking that, you know, the three is very creative, it's very artistic, it's very expressive, and you may find yourself possibly working in some artistic field using this energy of this three birthday. But no matter what you're doing with your life, this three birthday says that people like you. They enjoy being around you. You're inspiring. So you inspire people by this energy and this birthday. And you really, they want to be your friends. And you might find, especially in the business world, that friends help you out, you know, do things for you. Maybe give you gifts or enable you to get ahead easier because of this three, because people just like threes. They like people that have three energy. And as I said, it's very artistic. You know, again, with the public speaking, talking to people, singing, acting, anything along those lines, the three is somewhat the star quality energy that really belongs in front of people. So you might find yourself in front of people as part of your job. A few other things I can tell you real quick about this birthday number is the one challenge, meaning, you know, you've got to may have problems with your own self-worth, understanding, you know, what you're made of. And on the other side of that, you could actually be overconfident and maybe, you know, have an overinflated opinion of yourself, because with the one challenge, it can go one way or the other. So you really got to balance out that energy of the one. And you are in an 11 pentacle, which, you know, this is a time of spiritual revelation coming in for you. So you might find that, you know, there are experiences in your life or circumstances that are causing you to maybe rethink your feelings towards your religious beliefs or your spiritual beliefs. This pinnacle can push you to the limelight. Again, being in front of people in a big way, not in a small way, but in a big way. And there can be a certain amount of fame or fortune that comes in with this 11 pentacle, but it's also quite an emotional time in an 11 pentacle. There's a lot going on here, and you actually have a very deeper connection to the spiritual realm whenever you're in an 11 pentacle. So there you go, Gary. That's that's the answer to your email question, and I hope that's helpful. You know, give me an email. Let me know what you think. So people, you know, again, that's what I can tell you just from your date of birth. So, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, you're thinking about calling, it's 1-877-876-5227. Give me a call. I'll be happy to do that for you. Now, I'm going to move on because I have another email question that came from Adrian. And she was listening to my show, but she didn't get through for a reading. Apparently, she didn't get through on the phone line. And she found it all to be very fascinating. I do too. Adrian, I agree with you. And she wanted to know what I can tell her from her date of birth, which was 12/23/1947. Now, Adrian, your life path is an 11, which is a master number. In numerology, there's three master numbers. There's the 11, 22, and the 33. The 11 being the one of illumination, revelation, inspiration. It also is the life path of the psychic. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a master of anything, really. You actually eventually come into this master energy. And a lot of these things that go on early on in your life, the first, you know, 45, 50 years, has to do kind of like, in training. You're in training and there's testing that goes on. There's experiences that you need to go through. And sometimes the 11 life path isn't picture perfect. There's a lot of things that go on because there's so much more that you're supposed to do with your life because you're a master life path. You just have a lot more things to experience early on. The 11 is the messenger. And what I mean by messenger is there's something having to do with your life path that has a message for humanity in some fashion, whether it's the very example of your life path, of your life, that it inspires other people, or it is possible that through your spiritual illumination, through your revelations, that you actually deliver a message to humanity to help them out in some fashion. So you are a messenger. And you are being, your connection to the spiritual realm is a 24/7 thing. So this connection to receiving information from the God force, the universe, from whatever you might want to call it, goes on 24/7 in your mind. You're just plain connected. You know, you got to kind of look at it like someone having dial-up computer and someone having, a fast online connection cable, being hooked up 24/7 to the internet. You are hooked up 24/7 to the spiritual realm. And this can create a little bit of ungrounding because you're getting this assault of spiritual information, psychic information, 24/7. And people that have 11, you know, quite often I do readings for them. And when I explain to them that what clairaudience, clairsentience, and clairvoyance is and how these messages come out of the blue, they might hear something or see something or feel something. And they almost act relieved, like, thank God there's a reason for all of this. Because this is representative of psychic energy, your ability to receive information in many, many different ways. And so you may have many unexplained things that have gone on in your life that, you know, might have perplexed you. You might have called it a coincidence, or, you know, it might even have frightened you somewhat. But what I'm trying to tell you is, well, you're psychic, okay? And you get psychic information. Now, when you reach the master energy of this 11 life path later on in life, you really are meant to inspire people. But in the early part of your life, you're going to really work on the energy of the 2, because the 11 can be reduced to a 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. So we have to talk a little bit about that, and in the sense that you are coming as a peacemaker, as a diplomat, of someone who, you know, really needs harmony in their life, needs peace in their life, and that is very important to you. And you also bring that to other people as well. And you're a very supportive individual. So it's important for you to be part of something bigger than yourself, to be helpful, considerate, kind about other people's feelings and being supportive in their life. You may find yourself in the middle of conflict between two people from time to time, and you're the one person that brings about a resolution. So a lot of peacemaking and diplomacy comes in with this energy, and it makes you very empathic. And what I mean by that is that you actually feel the energy around you. You feel the energy of people. You know when you meet someone if you like them, if they have good energy or bad. You could feel the energy of even your environment when you walk into a building that, you know, you just kind of get a bad feeling about. You're actually reading the energy of the building. So, you know, you might want to look into what an empath is. It makes you very empathic. The ability to be empathic is really part of your life path. That's how you are. That's why you are a wonderful diplomat. That's why you're so good with people. Because you actually get a good sense of feeling from them of what they want and what they need. You're actually reading them on a very psychic level. And that's what makes you able to resolve differences between people, because you know what they need. And the one thing I would say about this life path, and also when I look at your challenge numbers, is that you're almost overly sensitive. And you've got to be really, really careful, Adrienne, to stand up for yourself and not give away pieces of yourself to try to please other people. You know, it goes along the lines of peer pressure, doing what other people want. Not necessarily what you want to do, but what they want to do, just to keep the peace. And you really can't do that. You've got to learn to stand up for yourself and your own personal needs. Now, if I look at your birthday, we have a 23 here, which this is very creative energy, very free-spirited energy, very adventurous energy. You know, the 11 life path, there could be a lot of fame and fortune. Some of the most famous people that walk this earth, you know, have 11s in their chart, whether in the life path position or in the expression position. And they do a lot of traveling and world travel and whatever. But this life path number also says that you're a traveler and you're an adventurer and that you're very good with words. So it's very possible that the message that you have for humanity might come in the form of a book or something that you write, could come in the form of you're speaking and inspiring people with your work, but you definitely have a gift with words for this birthday. When I look at the pinnacle that you're in right now, it's a 6. And so what we're seeing here at this time in your life is a lot of family comes in It's your last pinnacle, the final pinnacle that you're in before you leave this earth, and you're going to be in this sixth pinnacle from now until then. And it tells me that you're surrounded by family. It could be your children, it could be your brothers, sisters, extended family, it could be your community, or you could be working with children within your community, but it's definitely surrounded by your loved ones. And it's saying that you're using your energy, in the form of a teacher, healer, caring for others, duty and responsibility to others during this time of your life, whether you might be doing social work, I don't know, teaching, or even just caring for people in a real way in this sixth pinnacle. It's a very blessed pinnacle to be in the last pinnacle of your life because, whenever you're in a sixth, there's a certain amount of protection that comes in for finances and blessings. There's a lot of blessings coming in because sixes is really, it's a very loving, caring energy, and it's good to be in a sixth pinnacle. Personal year-wise, Adrian, the final thing I want to tell you is you're in a seven personal year. So this, you might feel a little bit withdrawn this year, especially if there's a lot of family around, responsibilities to them. You might feel a need to spend some time alone. Pull back, withdraw, maybe too much stimulation from family. And that's okay because you're in a seven year. And this is going to cause you to be more meditative, more inward, and definitely going to need that alone time. You may be more interested in the spiritual things. You might try reading some books or learning things about your spiritualness and about religion in a seven year. And it's definitely a year of rest, not a lot of work going on in this year. It's definitely a year to just kind of like take it easy and rest a little bit and, maybe go to the water. You get a lot of inspiration and good feeling if you're around water in a seven year. So that's the year that you're in. So, Adrian, I hope that is helpful for you, and I hope that answers your question. Okay, gonna move on. And people, I'm telling you, if you want me to do this for you, give me a call, all right? Because I'd be happy to do your date of birth and give you this information if you want to call in for reading. The next and the final email that I got, let's see, Gary, Adrian, okay, Elaine. Now, Elaine wrote and said that her life was difficult lately, and she's having problems with her family and also with her fiance. And she wanted to know what I could tell her from her numerology. And she only gave me her date of birth. And that was June 7th, 1973. So, first off, I'm going to tell you that you're a sixth life path, Elaine. So, there's a lot of involvement with family when you come in as a sixth life path, in the sense that you probably come from a large family or extended family, and you may have felt a lot of duty and responsibility to family up to this point in your life. There certainly is a great deal of love of family when you're six, because the sixth energy is loving, caring, nurturing, it's kind, compassionate, and it very much directs its love towards family and friends. And being a sixth life path is a very protective life path to have. There's a lot of blessings that come in, but you're being asked to use this energy to joyously give duty and responsibility and service to your family and to help care for them and nurture them. This sixth life path makes you the cosmic mother, so you're really the perfect candidate to have a child or to take care of children. The sixth energy is certainly teacher energy, parenting energy. It's also healer energy because the sixth is very much interested in their weaker brothers and sisters and caring for those that need care. So it wouldn't be surprising to find people on a sixth life path to go into the medical profession in some fashion. That's not to say that you don't have other talents because you are artistic. You have a wonderful sense of color. And also a desire to beautify things around you, your home, or create things artistically. Sixes usually have very warm, cozy homes, and their surroundings are very important to them, that they are pretty and that they're attractive. And you use your artistic ability quite often. You use your house as a canvas, and, you know, you create a very beautiful, warm home with lovely color. You also have an ability with music, and it's really funny because, you know, some really famous musicians have six life paths. But you'll talk to a lot of sixes, and they might have played the cello at one point in their life or the violin, but they never really followed through on it because life took over and they didn't get a chance to get back to it. But there is a lot of new musical ability that comes in with a six, so it's a wonderful thing to take up as a hobby or to express yourself with when you have a six. Birthday number is a seven, so this is saying, again, there's a lot of intelligence and wisdom that comes in with the seven. And, you know, wanting perfection really in your life. When you combine this seven with this six, I tell you, six is really like perfect relationships. They want the perfect mate, the perfect children, the perfect friends. The seven is a perfectionist in everything they do. So these two, the combination of these two, you have to be really, really careful about expecting a perfect world, because we know that no one's perfect and the world certainly isn't perfect. And maybe lower your standards a little bit would be a good suggestion. Now, this seven brings you a lot of wisdom. As I said, and being a wise old sage sort of energy and a desire to find the truth in all things. It brings you to a more spiritual philosophy when you have a seven in your chart. You're not really satisfied with conventional religion. Quite often sevens find more of their truth in a more spiritual philosophy. And you very much will be drawn to the metaphysical, having a seven in your chart, and maybe explore different avenues. You know, possibly even holistic healing, being that your sixth life path, you might find that you have a certain amount of talent with healing modalities that are holistic and working in that venue. The seven, you know, with six families surrounded, the house is full, there's a lot of people, lots of friends. Certainly entertaining goes on when you're six. Well, this seven really likes that downtime, that alone time, and, you know, too many people is just playing too much stimulation. So there is part of you that withdraws from time to time from social activities. So it's okay, because this is the seven energy. Reason being, it's a very spiritual energy. You gain a lot of your insights in quiet meditation, and you really do need that connection to the spiritual and through those quiet moments. That's when you really find your centeredness and your peace. And sevens really should meditate, because they are very insightful. There's a lot of intuition and clairsentience that goes on with the seven, and you just, you know, they have a knowing. They just know things without really being able to explain why they know things. So there's a certain amount of psychic stuff that goes on with the seven energy as well. So you combine the six and seven, you got wise sage, six. Certainly is interested in justice. It's a very balanced energy. It really is a champion for the underdog. The seven is a very peaceful energy that sees the soul in all things. It's a very spiritual energy, very wise energy. Nice combination going on there, except for the fact that, you know, you need to retreat from time to time. I'm looking at your challenges real quick here, Elaine, and I see this four. And this tells me that your main challenge in life is maybe disciplining yourself, either being over-disciplined or not disciplined enough. You know, whatever the challenge is, it goes one way or the other. So you either could be very scattered and have a difficult time accomplishing things, which I find hard to believe when you are six, because sixes really work hard to get the task done. I would guess that this is probably maybe being a little bit too serious about things and maybe imposing, too many rules and regulations on yourself and working just a little bit too hard, and you maybe need to lighten up a little bit and bring a little joy into your life. That's how I would want to read that for. If I was talking to you in person, you know, we could work that one out. Now, your question was, hey, I'm having problems with my family and with my fiancé. So when I look to see what pentacle you're in, I'm looking at a nine, and this is where you are right now. And whenever you're in a nine pentacle, you know, there's a lot of things that come in that teaches you about love. unconditional love, because nine is the humanitarian energy, and it seeks to understand that concept. And the nine pentacles is an emotional time. You're dealing with emotions and a nine pentacle and relationships. And I'll tell you another thing. You don't really want to get married in a nine pentacle, because usually what begins in a nine pentacle ends in a nine pentacle. So perhaps these relationship problems with your fiancé, you know, maybe they're just holding it off a little bit until you move on into your next pentacle. And then the timing will be perfect for the two of you to get married. In a nine pentacle, anything that you do in service to others, helping others, is going to work out really well for you. So I want you to know that, you know, being a six, you love home, hearth, family, community, and your friends. When you're working with nine energy, you love every other human being in the world. Now, you're in this pentacle that basically, it deals with everyone on the planet. So your energy goes in many, many directions in helping people in this pinnacle. So hopefully you're doing something along those lines. Certainly artistic stuff goes really, really well. Writing, artwork, that really works out well in a nine pinnacle. Personal year you're in is a three. So, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe a little things are lightening up for you this year, maybe a little bit more social. Maybe you're not as in tune to your feelings. Maybe you're staying on the surface with your problems and maybe not getting deep down to them. But it's not meant for it to be too terribly of a difficult year for you this year. Maybe you're, you know, attending more social functions. But overall, you know, I think it's the heaviness of the nine pinnacle that's causing the issues with the family and the fiancé. And the fact that you're a sixth life path, I mean, you're always going to be dealing with caring for your family. And you really have to do that cheerfully and with joy in your heart. And Ian, I will give you one little bit of word advice for being a sixth life path. If you're doing something and it makes you feel resentful and it doesn't bring you happiness, you need to learn to say no, because sometimes sixes are just so generous. They give so much of their time to service to other people that they really leave very little time for themselves. And so if you're not happy about what you're doing for duty and responsibility to family, you might want to take a little bit more time for you. Maybe make use of that three energy in your personal year and do some social things, some fun things, and say no a few times to duty and responsibility and start taking care of you a little bit more. Okay? So there you go, Elaine. That's my answer to your email. And all of you, you're more than welcome to email me back, and I will be happy to see if I was correct on, you know, or what you felt about what I said. So that is what you get when you give me your date of birth. I'm going to be talking about compatibility here in just a second. I think we've got about 15 more minutes of the show. We had a late start, but if you are listening and you're interested and you would like to call in and let me work with your date of birth, feel free to call the station. Toll-free number 1-877-876-5227. Okay. Now, one of the things, I probably won't be able to get to all of this tonight, but I wanted to talk about compatibility. Many numerologists will tell you about the compatibility of the numbers and what numbers blend beautifully and which ones create discord. Now, I personally feel that love has no boundaries and it has no limitations. I mean, there really is a reason that you're attracted to someone opposite from yourself. I mean, first of all, you know, life would be boring if you spent your whole entire life with somebody that was exactly a clone of yourself. You know, you really would not be able to grow or to learn or to expand if you just spent time with someone that was just like you. And I think that's why we are basically attracted to people that are different from ourselves. And no one has ever solved the mystery of love, or there's no such thing as a secret formula to a perfect relationship. But the one thing that numerology can at least do is help you to understand the nature of the person that you're getting involved with. and help you to make an informed decision as to whether or not you can deal with the relationship. I mean, he is what he is, she is what she is, and frankly, you're not going to be able to change them. The question is, can you live with them? Are you willing to put up with them? Can you accept and respect their differences? And the other thing that I would like to point out when it comes to compatibility and the numbers is we really have to understand that when we come into this lifetime, our soul has made choices about our journey. They've made choices about the experiences. Everything in our life has to do with helping our soul to reach a higher level of consciousness. And with that being said, this also comes into the area of relationships. You know, I've had some people say to me, you know, I've failed in this relationship. And I've asked them, what did you learn? What did you learn? Because you might be in a relationship and perhaps, you know, in one case someone's extraordinarily jealous and the jealousy creates conflict and problems in the relationship and arguments and fighting until finally this jealousy breaks up the relationship and you might consider it a failure. But was it a failure so much as it was something that served to teach the soul about jealousy, about how destructive it can be, and how perhaps the person who was jealous learns how they lost love because of it. You know, what? There's nothing to gain and everything to lose by it as an emotion. And so instead of talking about a failure here in the relationship, you really need to look at it and celebrate it as an achievement of the soul, because the soul has learned something infinitely valuable for the soul, something that elevates its consciousness. And so I don't look at relationships, you know, as are they supposed to be perfect? Well, in our minds, yes, they're supposed to be perfect, but it's not necessarily what our soul sees. And so when we walk away from a relationship that has not worked out, you really need to stand back and say, what did that teach me? What did I learn? And in that place where you take the time to think about that, you will realize that your soul achieved something really, really wonderful. And it's not a time to mourn the relationship or to attach negativity to it, but to celebrate the achievement of your soul. So, with that being said, I just want to tell you, you know, if you're looking for somebody, whether it's friendship, relationship, I really believe in numerology the best way to go is to look at the concords. And what concords are groups of numbers that have a great deal in common, mostly shared interests. So if you look at the concords in the numbers between people, it measures compatibility because they have natural attraction to each other and they have a similar approach to life. Like minds simply think alike. So you meet somebody in your group of concords and you've got something to talk about, something to share. If you or your loved one have numbers that fall into a group of concords, chances are you've got a solid foundation for a really good, lasting relationship. Will it be perfect? I don't think there's, you know, I don't know, perfect. Do you really want perfect? But it could be, you know, very happy relationship. You also would find that people within your concords are a good place to look for friends and companionship. So, you know, the concords are 3, 6, and 9 for inspirational, spiritual, and artistic people. Someone with a 3 birthday, 6 birthday, 9 birthday, or life path, 3, 6, 9, you all belong, are kindred spirits because you're all inspirational and enthusiastic. You're all artistic. You're all emotional. This is, you know, these are the kind of people that are inspired by the sound of music, that can dance their way, you know, into a happy mood. They create from their hearts. This is the type of energy that's in the 3, 6, and 9, the spiritual the inspirational and the artistic type. The next group is the 157. They're the intellectual and the technological types. These are very scientific people. These are the people that have nonfiction books that teach. They've probably been called a brainiac once or twice in their life. They probably know how to take apart their computer, put it back together, and probably programming that VCR was never a challenge for them. These people use their minds. They're mental people. They're not necessarily emotional. They're more analytical thinkers. And they really, when it comes to the realm of emotions, you know, they really don't know how to understand emotions. Not at all. So, again, if you have birthdays, you know, 1, 5, or 7, it could be a 1, 5, 7, 10, 14, 16, 19, 23, 25, 28. You belong to the 157s of the world. You are a mental being, an intellectual being, and an analytical thinker, and that's the way you operate. Finally, the business-minded, the money and management types are 2, 4s, and 8s. So if you have 2, 4, 8 life path, are born on the 2nd, 4th, 8th, 11th, 13th, 17th, 20th, 22nd, 26th, 29th, or 31st, these are you. These are the people that, you know, they wake up organized. They have a list of things to do. They probably wrote that list before they went to bed. Their home is always in order. There's a place for everything. When they get up, their clothes are laid out. Their briefcase is ready, and the keys are right to stand by the door where they always leave them. They're very organized people, very much go-getters, a lot of ambition, and a lot of very business-minded. These are the 2, 4s, and 8s. They like to work hard. They probably talk a lot about work. You know, their perspective of life goes through achievement and what they do, their career. They have very excellent business skills, very grounded, very practical, very stable, very efficient. They're the managers of the world. They're the ones that handle, you know, the overachievers, the money makers of the business world. These are the 2s, 4s, and 8s. So getting back to that original thought, and I will conclude my show based on that. You know, sometimes we're drawn to people that are like ourselves, and that's great, but sometimes you might be drawn to someone who can give you something you don't have. I mean, suppose you're an inspired artist type who lacks organization in your life. You know, you might move around from project to project and be inspired, but maybe have a hard time finishing something. You know, this typical starving artist type. You might do really well to hook up with someone with 2, 4, and 8. Someone who's grounded and practical, good business sense, and stable, and someone who could actually turn your talent into a business. You know, that's just one example about being attracted to your opposite, because they do have something to teach you. And I really wish I could go on and on about this, and maybe I'll expand upon this in another show, but I'm looking at the time, and I can see it's time for me to go. So thank you so much for joining me tonight. It was a pleasure. I'll be back again next week, same time, same place. Have a great week. Talk to you then.